what were some of the great magicians of the time? What kind of influence did they have on people?
I think the all-time great is Aleister Crowley. He's certainly a person that many people are familiar with. He, like a lot of things magical, has been demonized over time. He's been called a Satanist. He wasn't a Satanist. He certainly pushed the envelope a lot. He did some questionable, dangerous magical practices. He certainly had a big ego, but he was a brilliant magician, and he seemed to have been born with a lot of natural power. He was said to be able to psychically attack people if they displeased him. He conjured up dangerous demons. He lived quite a colorful life over the top. He got involved in a psychic warfare with one of the founders of the Golden Dawn. They sent astral vampires back and forth.
Who won? Who won that battle?
Crowley did. Of course.
Was he an evil person?
I don't think he was an evil person. I think that he had a vision. He definitely had a vision, and he certainly left his mark in the magical world. He came up with the law of do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, which expresses not doing what you please, but that you have to do what you must and nothing else. In other words, it's aligning your will with the higher powers. And in the highest form of magic, when you do that, when you align yourself with the higher forces, you are guided along a higher path, much like someone would consider aligning themselves through prayer to a higher power and being guided accordingly. But he had an outrageous appetite for drugs and sexual persuasions of both sorts, weird rituals, died very badly, really. He was in very poor health and poverty when he died. But he was like a comet. I mean, he just blazed across the magical sky quite brilliantly and left a lasting impact.
Did people of the era know about him? Was he well known?
Oh, he was. He was infamous in his own time. And in fact, he got involved in a lawsuit. He sued a writer for libel. He was kind of desperate for money at the time. And a sculptress named Nina Hammett had accused him of practicing black magic and indulging in human sacrifice. So he sued her for libel. And there was a trial in England. The testimony about what Crowley actually did was so repulsive to the judge and the jury that the judge stated he had never heard anything so dreadful and horrible in his life. And the jury stopped the trial and actually found in favor of the woman. So he was quite well known. He was feared in his own time as well.
You would wonder if anybody was going to try to get him during that time period. Bump
him off. My personal opinion is I don't think they could. I think he was quite a powerful magician. One of the oddest activities that he undertook was that he initiated himself into a high level of magical status. This was in the early part of the 20th century. That really wasn't heard of. You're initiated by other people, not
yes.
by yourself. But he decided that he would initiate himself. And he got this poor frog and made it the central part of the ritual. And he offered the frog, he made offerings of gold and myrrh and frankincense. Then he baptized the frog as Jesus, worshipped
God.
It as a God incarnate, did that for a day. Then he arrested the frog, charged the frog with blasphemy and sedition, and sentenced it to crucifixion, whereupon he crucified the frog.
He's insane.
And, it was very bizarre. He crucified the frog and declared that the elemental spirit of the frog would become his servant as a guardian of his work so that other people would know about all of his great virtues, including his gentleness and piety. Kind of hard to imagine while this poor creature was suffering.
Was pinned up like somewhere, that. Yeah.
And then he stabbed the frog to death and cooked the legs and ate it and burned the rest to ash. Oh, that was...
That's Alistair.
That's Alistair. That's Alistair over the top.
Well, I heard some of the stories about him, Rosemary, but I haven't heard anything like that. Who else was well-known in that time period?
There were a lot of other magicians who were quite prominent at the time in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, which started in England in the late 19th century. It didn't start out as a magical order, but it became known for its magic that got incorporated into the order. Some of the leading names of the time were involved. William Butler Yeats, for example, was involved. There were actresses. Florence Farr was in it. Samuel McGregor Mathers was one of the founders of it. Samuel Mathers was a very talented magician in his own right, and he was the one who got involved with psychic warfare and with Aleister Crowley. They had kind of a love-hate relationship. Crowley considered himself superior to everybody, and including Mathers, and they had a huge falling out, sent astral vampires against each other. Crowley was actually, according to magical lore, Crowley was able to turn the entities that Mathers sent against him back on him.
Oh, my. So he got double whammied then, didn't he?
He got whammied by his own creations, and Mathers gave a description of them as kind of this blobby things that had long tongues that were hollow with barbs on the end, and the tongues would hook in his aura and suck his vitality out, so he was very depleted.
So what happened to him? Did he die? This other guy was battling Alistair?
Well, he didn't die directly in those attacks, but after he did pass on some years later, his widow, Moina, who was also in the Golden Dawn and a magician in her own right, felt that Crowley's attacks were partly to blame for her husband's deteriorating health.